Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about not any lien to be placed for not receiving dues. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go into the podcast. There are a few construction companies who think that they can get away for not paying their contractors their work, but they can be absolutely wrong and can fall flat on their faces if they ever intend to do that way. The contractors or subcontractors who have worked on the project can also place a lien on the project or the property if they are not paid their dues in full. They only need to submit the invoices to the court, and then the court will give a ruling in their favor. So there is nothing known as getting away so easy from the strong clutches of the law of the land. However, every state in the U.S. have some variance in their laws, and the contractor who's placing a lien must be aware of these laws, or else he or she might invite trouble for herself or himself. There are different types of liens that a person who has done the work can place on the person who is not willing to pay them. But as far as the work of a contractor is concerned, the lien that he or she wants to place is known as a mechanic's lien. Other than the lien that he can't place on any other kind of liens on the property, and if all he does try to place any other liens, it will go against him. Therefore, before he does anything with the lien, he needs to update himself with the process on how a lien works and how he can get ahead with placing it. He may not know everything about it, but some very basic details will be ideal every contractor is expected to know. For instance, within how many days he can place a lien on the property, and if all he exceeds those number of days, will he be able to place a lien or have a file of a different process altogether? These small details are very important to know. Other than this, the detailed knowledge about the matter is to be known by the attorney. So if the contractor has to place a lien on the property, he has the first to consult his attorney about it and on his advice that he may take any further actions. In a mechanic's lien, a contractor or subcontractor or anybody who has worked on the given project is not to be paid his dues can place a lien on the assets of the property. Once the lien is placed, you have to send notices to the project owner and have to keep the notice in public so that no one later can say that they did not know about any such lien on the property. Especially the banks or financial institutions that especially know about any liens on the property. If there's any lien that they will not finance the property or will not give any loan, keeping that as a mortgage. So before you place a lien, it is important for you to know the kind of lien to be placed and how to place it correctly on the properties. You know, you got to make sure you follow the laws of your state. Get a hold of your attorney and learn it properly. You know, you got to send out notices. You got to send the intent to lien and then send the process if it goes any further. Again, got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.